Basically, the main thrust of our statement is to the effect that the anti-corruption blitz or the announced anti-corruption blitz should actually be not only genuine, but it should be all-embracing. In other words, there should be no sacred cows. We know the history of this country has been such that there are some people who are almost untouchable, people who, even if there are serious allegations of corruption that have been leveled against them, there is nothing that happens to them. You remember a few years ago, Jonga, during the days or the years of the inclusive government, there were serious allegations of corruption that were leveled against the then Minister of Mines, Dr. Obet Mpofu, and the then Minister of Indigenization, Honorable Xavier Kasukwere. And when members of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission tried to collect some documents from the offices of these two very senior politicians in ZANU-PF, they were actually prevented physically by armed men, soldiers, and policemen. So we know that the tendency for the ZANU-PF regime is just to pay lip service to corruption. So we want them to not only walk the talk, but to talk the walk.